Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're going on offense. Specifically, we're talking about AI-assisted red teaming. Using the same machine learning capabilities that adversaries are deploying to probe, test, and ultimately strengthen your defenses. If you're still running red team engagements the same way you did 5 years ago, you're simulating yesterday's threats. Let's fix that. Section: The Adversarial AI Arms Race. Why manual red teaming is dead. Let me be blunt. If your red team isn't leveraging AI-assisted attack capabilities in 2026, you're simulating threats from 2019. The adversary landscape has fundamentally shifted. APT groups are deploying custom LLMs for spear phishing at scale. Ransomware operators use generative AI to craft polymorphic payloads that evade signature-based detection. And the script kiddies? They've been replaced by prompt engineers who can weaponize publicly available models in hours. The data backs this up. Microsoft's Threat Intelligence reported a 270% increase in AI-generated phishing content throughout 2025. Mandiant documented at least 4 nation-state actors using ML-based reconnaissance tools to map enterprise attack surfaces. MITRE ATLAS now catalogs over 40 distinct AI attack techniques, and that taxonomy is expanding quarterly. Traditional red teaming methodologies, while still valuable, cannot match the velocity and creativity of AI-augmented attackers. Consider the asymmetry. Your human red team might spend 2 weeks planning and executing an engagement. An AI-assisted adversary can generate and test thousands of attack variations in the same time frame, learning from each failure. This isn't about replacing human expertise. It's about augmentation. The most effective red teams I've worked with treat AI as a force multiplier. They use LLMs for initial reconnaissance synthesis, ML models for vulnerability prediction, and generative systems for payload crafting. The human operators provide strategic direction, ethical guardrails, and the contextual judgment that machines still lack. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework explicitly addresses this dual-use reality. Section 2.3 acknowledges that AI capabilities used defensively are often identical to offensive tools. Your choice isn't whether to engage with AI-assisted attacks. It's whether you'll understand them before they're used against you. Here's my take on this. If your red team is still operating on 2019 methodologies, you're not simulating modern threats. You're cosplaying them. Section: Building your AI red team arsenal, tools, and frameworks. Let's talk specifics. Building an AI-assisted red team capability requires assembling tools across 4 domains: reconnaissance automation, vulnerability discovery, payload generation, and social engineering simulation. For reconnaissance, and integrations have become standard. These tools ingest target parameters and autonomously map attack surfaces, correlating data from DNS records, certificate transparency logs, and leaked credential databases. The output isn't just data, it's prioritized attack paths with probability scores. Code example shown in the article. For vulnerability discovery, tools like and have matured significantly. These systems analyze code repositories, API documentation, and runtime behavior to predict exploitable weaknesses. They're particularly effective at identifying logic flaws that traditional scanners miss, authentication bypasses, race conditions, and business logic vulnerabilities. Payload generation is where things get interesting. And similar tools use fine-tuned models to generate evasion-optimized malware. They analyze your target's EDR stack, based on reconnaissance data, and craft payloads specifically designed to bypass those controls. The OWASP LLM Top 10 addresses these capabilities under LLM 09. Over-reliance. Defenders trusting AI detection while attackers use AI evasion. Social engineering simulation has been transformed by tools like Int. These generate contextually aware phishing content, complete with appropriate writing styles, organizational knowledge, and psychological manipulation techniques. We've seen engagement rates on AI-generated phishing exceed human-crafted campaigns by 40%. Here's my take on this. The tooling exists today. The question isn't capability. It's whether you have the governance framework to use it responsibly. Section: attack chain automation, from recon to exfiltration. Individual tools are useful. Orchestrated attack chains are transformative. Modern AI red teaming integrates capabilities into autonomous or semi-autonomous kill chains that mirror real adversary behavior. Let's walk through a practical example using the MITRE ATT and CK framework as our taxonomy. An AI-assisted engagement might proceed as follows. Initial access, T1566, the LLM analyzes LinkedIn, company blogs, and press releases to identify key personnel. It generates personalized spear phishing content for 50 targets, each message contextually relevant to the recipient's role and recent activities. Delivery is staggered using ML-optimized timing based on historical email engagement patterns. Execution, T1059, upon successful phishing, a polymorphic payload deploys. The payload was generated specifically for the target's observed endpoint protection, CrowdStrike Falcon, based on job postings mentioning the tool. It uses living off the land techniques identified by the AI as most likely to succeed in Windows 11 environments. Persistence, T1547, the AI evaluates multiple persistence mechanisms, selecting registry-based auto start over scheduled tasks based on EDR evasion probability scores derived from the target's security stack. Lateral movement, T1021 network reconnaissance feeds into an ML model trained on common enterprise architectures. The model predicts likely paths to high-value targets, domain controllers, file servers, database systems, and prioritizes credential harvesting accordingly. The key differentiator is adaptation. When a technique fails, the orchestration system doesn't just try the next item on a list. It analyzes the failure mode and selects alternative approaches with higher predicted success rates. This is where AI-assisted red teaming truly diverges from scripted penetration testing. Tools like and ARF provide these orchestration capabilities. They're not fully autonomous. Human operators approve escalation decisions and manage scope, but they handle tactical execution at machine speed. Here's my take on this. Automation isn't about removing humans from the loop. It's about moving humans to where they add value, strategy, judgment, and ethical boundaries. Section, attacking AI systems, when the target is the model. Here's where AI red teaming gets meta, using AI to attack AI. As organizations deploy ML systems for authentication, fraud detection, and security operations, those systems themselves become attack surfaces. MITRE ATLAS provides the authoritative framework here. Key techniques your AI red team should simulate include adversarial evasion, AML.T0015 crafting inputs that cause ML models to misclassify. Against an ML-based malware detector, this might involve generating adversarial examples, legitimate-looking files with carefully crafted perturbations that fool the classifier while maintaining malicious functionality. Code example shown in the article model extraction, AML.T002, for querying a target model to reconstruct its decision boundaries. This enables attackers to develop evasion techniques offline. Your red team should assess whether your production ML systems are vulnerable to extraction via API abuse or side-channel analysis. Prompt injection, AML.T00514LLM integrated applications. This is critical. Direct injection embeds malicious instructions in user input. Indirect injection plants instructions in data the LLM will process, documents, web pages, emails. Test both vectors aggressively. Training data poisoning, AML.T0020. If adversaries can influence your training data, they can embed backdoors or degrade model performance. Your red team should assess training pipeline security, including data provenance verification and anomaly detection. The OWASP LLM top 10 maps directly to these assessments. LLM-01, prompt injection. LLM-02, insecure output handling. And LLM-06, sensitive information disclosure, should be standard red team test cases for any LLM deployment. Here's my take on this. When your AI defends and their AI attacks, understanding model vulnerabilities isn't optional. It's existential. Section, governance and ethics, responsible AI red teaming. AI-assisted offensive capabilities require robust governance. Without it, you're not building a red team. You're building a liability. Start with scope controls. AI systems should operate within strictly defined boundaries enforced through technical controls, not just policy. This means network segmentation that physically prevents AI tools from targeting out-of-scope systems, API rate limiting to prevent runaway automation, and kill switches that require human reauthorization after threshold triggers. Data handling is critical. AI red team tools ingest and process sensitive information, reconnaissance data, credentials, internal documentation. Establish clear data retention policies. Most engagements should operate on ephemeral infrastructure with cryptographic data destruction upon completion. The ethical dimensions are real. AI-generated phishing content is disturbingly effective. AI-assisted social engineering can manipulate individuals in ways that cause genuine psychological harm. Your red team needs clear ethical guidelines that prioritize demonstration over damage. The goal is proving vulnerability, not traumatizing employees. Regulatory compliance adds another layer. The EU AI Act classifies certain AI applications as high risk, with corresponding obligations. If your AI red team tools could be classified as dual use, and most can, you need legal review of your deployment. NIST AIRMF provides a governance framework. Map your AI red team capabilities against the govern, map, measure, and manage functions. Document risk assessments for each tool. Establish human oversight requirements for each phase of AI-assisted engagements. Finally, maintain adversarial transparency with your defensive teams. The purpose of red teaming is improvement, not embarrassment. Share methodologies, not just findings. Help blue teams understand how AI-assisted attacks operate so they can defend against the real thing. Here's my take on this. Capability without governance isn't red teaming. It's negligence with plausible deniability. Section: Implementation Roadmap, from concept to capability. Building AI red team capability isn't a procurement exercise, it's a maturity journey. Here's a practical roadmap based on what I've seen work. Phase 1, months 1 to 3 foundation. Start with AI-assisted reconnaissance and reporting. Low risk, high value. Deploy tools like Recon AI for target enumeration. Train operators on prompt engineering for security applications. Establish baseline governance documentation. Phase 2, months 4 to 6 expansion. Add vulnerability discovery capabilities. Integrate VulnGPT or similar tools into your assessment workflow. Begin AI-assisted payload generation in isolated lab environments. Document results comparing AI-generated approaches to traditional methods. Phase 3, months 7 to 9 integration. Develop orchestration capabilities. Build attack chain automation with human-in-the-loop controls. Conduct pilot AI-assisted engagements against non-production environments. Refine governance based on lessons learned. Phase 4, months 10 to 12 maturation. Full production deployment with comprehensive logging and oversight. Regular red team exercises incorporating AI-assisted capabilities. Metrics tracking comparing AI-assisted versus traditional engagement outcomes. Key success factors: executive sponsorship. AI red teaming requires investment and risk tolerance. Get CISO buy-in early. Skilled operators. AI amplifies expertise, it doesn't replace it. Invest in training. Defensive integration. Red and blue teams must collaborate. AI findings should feed directly into detection engineering. Continuous evaluation. AI capabilities evolve rapidly. Quarterly reassessment of tools and techniques is minimum. The organizations doing this well aren't treating AI red teaming as a project. They're treating it as a capability that requires continuous investment and evolution. Because that's exactly what your adversaries are doing. Here's my take on this. This isn't a one-time implementation. It's a capability you build, iterate, and evolve. Treat it like the adversaries treat their own programs. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Traditional red teaming cannot match the velocity of AI-augmented adversaries. Force multiplication through AI is now essential for realistic threat simulation. Takeaway 2. Build capabilities across 4 domains: reconnaissance automation, vulnerability discovery, payload generation, and social engineering simulation using tools like Recon AI, VulnGPT, and Fish AI. Takeaway 3. AI attack chain orchestration should be semi-autonomous with human-in-the-loop controls for escalation decisions and scope management. Takeaway 4. Red teams must simulate attacks against AI systems themselves using MITRE ATLAS techniques, including adversarial evasion, model extraction, and prompt injection. Takeaway 5. Governance frameworks, including scope controls, data handling policies, and ethical guidelines are non-negotiable prerequisites for AI red team deployment. That's the playbook, folks. AI-assisted red teaming isn't science fiction. It's happening now, and the organizations that understand these capabilities will be the ones that can actually defend against them. Remember, the goal isn't to prove you can break things. It's to understand how the next generation of attacks will work before they hit your production environment. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.